hurt by many. He was rejected by his own. He was falsely accused. He was beaten. He was crucified. He was raised from the dead by his own power. He healed many physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and he continues to do the same today. He sacrificed his life for you. He is active in his church. He is active in his creation. He desires a relationship with you. He is praying for you. He is available to all who earnestly seek after him. He is the truth. He is the way. He is the life. And he is coming back very soon. Jesus, even before the creation of man, knew what he would have to do for you and I. It was not a second thought. It was part of the entire plan. He knew mankind would succumb to sin. He knew that you and I would be guilty of sin. He gave prophecies in the Old Testament about his coming. He fulfilled those predictions through his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, and his coming back. He knew Mary would be his mother. He knew he'd be born in Bethlehem, that he would escape to Egypt, and he would be raised in Nazareth. He knew John would baptize him. He knew the 12 that he would call apostles. He knew Peter would deny him. He knew that Judas would betray him. He knew he'd be whipped, that he'd be mocked, that he'd be beaten, that he'd be spit upon, that he'd be cursed, and that he would be crucified. He also knew that he was going to rise up again from the dead. He knew the summer of 1971, a young man by the name of David, who was only 11 years old, would accept him as his own Savior and Lord. He knew that you would be here today. And he knows that you need to hear this word this morning. So who do you say Jesus is? A myth? A good man? A great teacher? A liar and a fraud? Or do you claim Jesus as your Savior and Lord as well? The New Testament is all about Jesus Christ. And the Christ means the anointed one, the Messiah. Jesus, its Hebrew counterpart is Joshua, the name. And it means Yahweh, or the Lord, saves. In the New Testament, we have the accounting of his life and his works in what we know as the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then there's the history of the early church, which we call the Book of Acts. And then there are the expectations of all of his followers, from Romans to Jude, the epistles or the letters that we call them. And then there's the prophecy of things to come. The book of Revelation tells us what's next that's going to take place for us. And there's just four things I want to talk to you about this morning, and those are the four things. So this morning we'll start with the gospel accounts. Throughout these four books, we see in much detail the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. We see who Jesus says he is, and we also see who God says he is. And through these four books, I want to talk about four areas of his life. And so we might as well start with his birth. It was arranged by the Holy Spirit. It was announced by the angels. And it was attended by the shepherds. And it was celebrated by mortal and immortal alike. And it was surprised by all, except for God. Jesus' birth caused quite a stir. And when the Magi, the wise men from the east, came to worship him, it sent Herod over the edge. There was a great slaughter of male children to take place. It's amazing what jealousy can entail. said, why did you come home with us? Do you remember his response? Luke gives it to us. Jesus said, why did you seek me? Do you not know I must be about my Father's business? Are we about our Father's business? Are we doing what God has called us to do? You're obeying him this morning. You're here this morning. You're here for worship. You're here paying attention. You're here lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus knew who he was, and he knew why he came. Let's talk about his baptism for a moment. Jesus didn't need to be baptized because he just got saved. Jesus needed no salvation. Jesus was perfect without sin. He didn't even have a bad thought whatsoever. But he was baptized to teach us. He wanted to teach us the importance of baptism. It's how we confess who we are and whose we are. Our first testimony after salvation is in the baptism waters, where we died to the old self and raised up a new creature in Jesus Christ. He also taught us the importance. It's another step in being like Jesus Christ. If Jesus, who knew no sin, committed no sin, had no sin whatsoever in his life, went through the baptism, shouldn't we also? Because he says, do like me. Follow in my steps. Beyond that, he gave God an opportunity.
Yes, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And yes, one just like this, love your neighbor as yourself.